The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to resume another regular item on the show, which is Boxed, starring John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time here on News Talk. John, good morning. What have you chosen for us this week?
I have chosen a show that started on Monday night on Sky Atlantic and Now TV, or Sky and Now TV, called Rooster. Not The Rooster. Rooster.
Nor is it Roosters, which is another entity entirely.
Yes, exactly. Don't go looking for that. You'll be incredibly disappointed. I think that's from Holland, actually. What is Rooster? Well, Rooster is the name of a character in a book that Steve Carell, who's a 58-year-old, and the age is important in this that we'll get to, novelist. And it's been very successful. It's probably kind of pulp fiction kind of stuff, but there's this hero, Rooster, who seems to be an almost James Bond-like character. He's made a lot of money at this. What's that got to do with the story? Well, he's invited to be a guest speaker at his daughter's college. His daughter is an art historian, and her life is falling apart a bit because her husband, who's also a lecturer there, decided to have an affair with one of his students. And she's very miserable by that. So Steve Carell decides, he's always asked to go to universities, but he doesn't really like to.
He's ashamed of himself, really. I mean, he's not exactly John Banville, you know. He's
he's certainly not John Banville writing trashy kind of
pulp stuff.
Airplane reading. But he decides he'll do this so he can see his daughter. And if I can give you a flavour of it, this is a little part of the Q&A after he does the reading at this very right-on college.
Mr. Russo, first, I want to thank you for coming and giving us your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
No, really, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. What was your question?
Why do you hate women?
Wow, I don't. That's a fun way to start. Easy answer. I don't hate women.
Mango was Rooster's favorite flavor besides Margot herself. So here you're comparing the taste of a woman to a popsicle.
I did not know I was doing that.
Well, you also say that she smelled like birthday cake. What was your thought process when you wrote that?
I must have been hungry. Here's the thing. I don't see Margot as a sex object. Yes, she and Rooster do have sex a few times.
16 times.
Okay, good. You counted.
I mean,
for what it's worth, the character of Margot was based on a woman I used to be married to.
Now, there's a classic example. When you're explaining, you're losing.
Absolutely, absolutely. So he mentioned there that it's based on a woman I used to be married to. So Steve Carell's daughter, played brilliantly by Charlie Clive, is in kind of free fall because of her husband leaving her. But he's also in free fall a bit in that 5 years ago, his wife left him, and he's clearly not over it. So we have this lovely story where he comes to this university, and I won't spoil how, but he ends up sticking around in the university. Mm-hmm. There's a dean who's absolutely hilarious in this, who is kind of very keen to bring his star power to the university and basically gets him to teach a few classes and stick around. The dean takes daily cold plunges and hot saunas, constantly quotes Patton and Eisenhower and
stuff is frequently
like that.
Quite naked.
Yes, indeed. And talks about bad fats and brown sugars and all this kind of stuff. A hilarious kind of character. So he gets him to stick around. So what we have is this very funny story where Steve Carell, even though he's not a boorish kind of guy, he's a bit of a man out of time, or certainly displaced in this very liberal university. But he's trying to, I suppose, administer to his daughter and help her heal, and in a way maybe heal himself a bit in the process. And hilarity ensues because, you know, it's 10 parts, so something has to happen. He's kind of befriended by the frat boys who start calling him Rooster, and in the second episode he's walking around the campus and these beer-swilling frats are going, "Yo, Rooster!" And he's wearing sunglasses and stuff like that. It is very funny, and sometimes the humour is even Benny Hill-like.
You know? It is a bit slapstick.
Yeah.
It's also very well observed. I mean, they have the campus cop, who's right on, politically correct campus cop.
And Steve Carell keeps getting into trouble with him for riding his bike without a helmet, for doing things he shouldn't be doing, for drinking too much. They think he has drugs at one point, which he, well, let's not say whether he does or not. But the central, I suppose, relationship in it is him and his daughter, and I think it's rather beautifully observed. And I've been mentioning Steve Carell, but Charlie Clive is brilliant as his daughter, because she's a mess, because she's had this very public humiliation. Why don't I give you a flavour of their relationship? She's very worried that everyone thinks, when they see her, she's the poor cock-holded wife.
Dad, I love that you're here, but I don't need you to check up on me.
I'm not checking up on you. They asked me to come and read.
Oh, come on, Dad. You hate this place. They've asked you like a billion times. Just admit it.
I don't want to admit it because you will get mad.
Everybody knows.
Knows what?
About Archie. Everybody knows. This place is like a fishbowl. He knows.
He doesn't know.
Hey, excuse me. You know that my husband left me to f*** a grad student, right?
Oh.
Answer honestly, and I promise this moment is over for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See?
Okay.
But you know, the worst part is everybody keeps asking me what happened. I don't know what happened. We were normal, and then the next thing I know, he's with her, and I'm packing up and moving into the dead hockey coach's house.
How did the hockey coach die?
I think he killed himself because his father was focusing on the wrong part of the story.
It's extraordinary. I mean, he's a master of the non sequitur.
Oh, he really
is. He's totally easily diverted. By the way, that scene that you talk about there, what happened is there's a student walking past.
Yeah.
And randomly the daughter says, "Why, did you know I was being cheated on by my..." Yes, I did.
Yeah, everyone appears to know. It's a small liberal arts college. You know what the thing I was thinking about this? This, you know, the reviews have been slightly mixed, and I'm baffled because I absolutely loved it. It's from the people, Bill Lawrence, from the mind of Bill Lawrence, who gave us Ted Lasso and Shrinking, shows you and I have talked fondly about in the past. So I think this is great. Steve Carell is in this phase in his career, and for some people this is heresy, but he's reminding me of Robin Williams in that when he shows up on screen, whether he's going to be dramatic or funny or both, you're just delighted to see him because he's gotten to a point where he can do both. And he kind of has that, he's a dad now in the best sense of the phrase, you know?
Yeah, although he looks a bit too young to be her dad in truth.
I suppose he does, but hey, that's Hollywood, you
that's
know what
Hollywood.
I mean? Yeah.
Okay, what have you got on screen time this week?
I have a great show because Peaky Blinders, the new film, is out, and I'm talking to Cillian Murphy, Rebecca Ferguson and Tim Roth all about Peaky Blinders and a bit more besides. You'll hear Cillian Murphy send his best to Jesse Buckley.
And of course, we did speak last week on the show.
To Barry Keoghan.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Okay, I didn't know it was going to end like this, but anyway, it's great to be back.
Great stuff. John Faraday, presenter of Screen Time. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show. Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.